Every week we get more interest as people realise the deliverables that can be created from this new technology, from forestry through to normal agriculture that we're seeing here on this broadacre farming. There's a huge increase almost on a weekly basis of inquiries that we're getting.
Are they just inquiries, or are they actually turning out to be data that farmers can use? Are you actually flying?
Yeah, we're actually flying. We're particularly in the forestry industry. We're about to start a project following some successful trials down in Albany, and hopefully we're going to see in Esperance an increase of UAV operations down here. Today's been an interesting experience for these guys. I think they're a little bit sceptical about the data that was going to be produced, but obviously what we've seen today, hopefully that translates into some more work.
Well, we'll talk about the data in just a moment, but you did fly in Esperance today. We often get some windy conditions here. How did you go?
Oh, well, obviously today the winds were up near sort of the 55k mark gusting. The machine that we operate, the Trimble UX5, it's highly capable, and that's why we purchased it, particularly for Western Australia. I think most of the coastal areas experience a fair bit of wind, but like you said, Esperance seems to be quite prone to that.
So, Garth, what kind of data do you get on a flight like today?
So we collected hundreds of individual photographs, and we collected it with two different types of sensors. One is a true colour sensor, or just like a normal camera that you would buy from a shop, and also one that's been modified to collect data in the near-infrared range.
And how do farmers use that? They got a whole bunch of photos, then what?
Right, so from those individual photos, we create one big photo. That photo we call an orthomosaic, and each single pixel within that photo is at about a 4 centimetre resolution. So very high detail mapping of the farm and the paddock at the time that we took the photo.
And Ed, for farmers who may want to use the data, I mean, how much does it all cost? Does it add up?
Oh, look, it's actually relatively inexpensive. Traditionally, UAVs are limited to about 400 feet. That's the maximum altitude the Civil Aviation Safety Authority allow UAVs to fly. Now we're able to apply for area approvals to fly higher. That means that we can get resolutions of about 10 centimetres, and therefore the price comes down quite significantly, and it moves into a price bracket that the farmers are quite happy to accept.
You mentioned flying higher. Does that come with some risks? I mean, there's farmers around right across the state that have their own small aircrafts as well as commercial aircrafts as well.
Obviously, any aviation activity has risks. As a licensed UAV operator, Sensorum obviously has an operator certificate. To fly above the 400 feet altitude restriction, obviously we have to apply for an area approval. And we're obviously quite aware of other aviation activities around, particularly places like Esperance Airport. So we have really robust procedures in place to make sure that we reduce those risks.
Garth, from the agronomists and advisors that you met with today, how do they think that they'll be able to use this data? I mean, do they think they'll be able to use it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's several stages during the growing season and off-season as well where these guys that we met today think there's a lot of value. During the growing season, there's post-emergence. So how well did their seed actually take? Then during the season, there's infield weed mapping. So is there a weed problem? Is there an infestation problem? Another stage where they're quite interested is at peak biomass. They're looking at what's the lay of the land for hydrology applications. So in other words, what that means you can do is with this data, you can correlate what this data is telling you versus what the other data is collecting. That can be soil samples, that can be your yield maps, hydrology stuff, whatever it may be. So this data is another layer, and a very good layer of information for the agronomist to make a decision.
With technology moving so fast, do you think this is something that is going to I suppose, catch on and stay with farmers?
I think that it's inevitable that UAVs will be part of the farmer's toolbox box in the future, whether they're using a service provider or if they integrate the technology into their sort of a farming equipment. I think it's inevitable that this will become part of their toolbox, yeah, for sure.